Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Here we go. Ready? Let's just
warm up. All right, I'm ready.
Let's go.
Let's go. Did I just hear right that listener got a student loan forgiven and then went out and bought a second home? We already covered that.
Yep.
Okay.
Oh, geez.
So
Ray's point,
go ahead.
They put it back into the market.
Well, okay. So a couple things. Number one, very often these borrowers where they get their loan balances forgiven, they've already paid the principal. In other words, the amount that they originally took out plus interest. What's being forgiven is accrued interest that's built up and capitalized over years and years, and that's what's being forgiven. So it's not like they're just kind of getting away with something. They're just getting a break on the interest that's accruing.
So it's typically not free money.
No, very rarely. Rarely.
So yes. Our listeners should know that.
How much did the Biden administration following... you just said it was like $130 billion, right?
$153 billion.
Following the laws that passed in the '70s, that they went back to look at American citizens who have been paying on student loans for more than 20 years that meet the student loan forgiveness guidelines.
Right.
That passed in 1970.
Right.
Okay. That President Bush won, President Bush two, Clinton, Trump, Obama could have done the same exact thing and didn't.
Well, right. So the public service loan forgiveness part of the statute that forgives student loans for people who are firefighters, police officers, teachers in the public school, or doctors and nurses, that's after paying for 10 years and making payments while you're employed in the public sector, then you're eligible for loan forgiveness. A lot of people didn't even know that that was an option. And so...
Military?
Right, military. And those loans are getting forgiven. Exactly. Right.
Government workers?
Exactly. And so those loans are being forgiven. And a lot of that gets mixed up into these headlines, and people don't realize that. But a lot of these people are eligible for forgiveness, didn't know it. And so they're kind of just trying to right that wrong right now and give people the forgiveness that they were actually already eligible for or eligible for years ago.
Okay, so let's take a step back, everybody, and stop being so freaking emotional.
Right.
Okay? We have a leader of our country. You could hate him, you could love him. It doesn't matter. He's the president. Right? His administration...
Let's hope we respect him.
He's the president. You got to hopefully you respect him. Yeah. You know, some people don't. Sure. I don't even want to go there.
Got it.
He took the law of the land that was signed into law in the 70s and implemented the rules that are law of this land to help out how many million Americans?
153. So there's 48 million student loan borrowers, and I think there was forgiveness for
15 million?
4.3 million.
4.3 million. All right,
right.
Hold that thought. We're going to come dive deeper. Benny just chimed in my ear. We're 3 minutes late for the news. Hang on, Judy and Grace Lake, Schwani.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
So, Ray, during President Bush, George W. Bush,
right.
Bush 2,
right.
I get the initials, he implemented during his Republican administration
mm-hmm.
the student loan forgiveness program for teachers, firefighters, all public sector employees to encourage the general population to become teachers, firefighters, work for the government.
To reward people who went into work in the public sector. If you're going to become a teacher and you have huge student loan debt, they were going to say, all right, you're going to pay 10 years on your loans, and then the balance is going to be forgiven. And that goes for anybody working in the public sector. You got to make payments for 10 years. Uh-huh. And then if there's a balance left over, then that balance is forgiven.
Including the guys and gals in the office, including the guys and gals pushing the broom,
right.
Including security. It doesn't
right.
matter if you work for a school district, you're in.
Right. If you can be a maintenance man at a hospital or a public school or nurse, firefighters, police officers, public school teachers.
Attorney Dave Schluter, President Bush and President Bush 1 and his son, President Bush 2, were they Republicans or Democrats?
Republicans.
Okay, so during the Republican administration, so now we've got a Democrat in there. So everybody.
I've got a Trump example, too.
Go ahead.
So President Trump actually made loans that were forgiven under the disability section of the statute no longer taxable income. So you used to have to pay taxes on loans that were forgiven if they were forgiven under the disability section.
That's phenomenal.
And he made that no longer taxable income, and that actually expires January 1st, 2026.
Okay.
So, yeah, I mean, so every president has some initiative like that to forgive loans, forgive taxes on loans that are forgiven, you know, things like that.
Pardon people from jail. I mean, they got presidential powers, which is pretty powerful, right? So, okay. So if you're an American, one of the 15 million Americans that got over $150 billion with the student loans dismissed.
4.8 million Americans.
I'm sorry, my bad. 4.8 million Americans, and you got and you were paying on your student loans all of these years.
Right.
And you qualified for a program that you did not know you qualified for.
Right.
You had no idea.
Yep. And all often the servicers would mislead borrowers, too, and continue to put them into forbearance where interest kept accruing.
Right.
And so there were a lot of problems that, this administration is trying to address.
Okay.
And
I just want to make this statement. You're one of the 4.8 million Americans that got over $150 billion dismissed that you've been paying on forever.
Right.
Okay. And it's a friend of yours. It's a family member of yours. It could be you. It could be your neighbor, a coworker. Why is that a bad thing to, I don't know why listeners get so upset when somebody gets something that is well-deserved, it's part of a law that they had no idea was there, and they were able to now take advantage of a subsection of a law that signed a lot of these folks before they were even born.
Right. I think the perception out there is that it's you know, a younger borrower who, like a yuppie who's making a ton of money and had some student loans that he would have no problem paying off. And now the administration is saying, you know what? You don't have to pay those loans. And the guy, you know, so it's not like people are, that's not happening. It's, these are really people who've been paying for years and years with interest accruing, never being able to get ahead on these loans. Those loans are being forgiven. Or you're in the military, or you're a nurse who's been working in the public sector for 15 years making payments and you didn't know you were eligible for forgiveness. Those are really the majority of the examples of people's loans being forgiven.
630. Ray, thank you for all your advice on student loans. I was able to get my loans, I was able to get my student loans $40,000 discharged as extended PSLF just from listening to you on the radio.
Oh, fantastic.
So the advice you get, they didn't even call you, they did it themselves.
Right. We often tell people exactly how to do it yourself too, because it can be a little intimidating. And so I love giving people just the ability to take control over their situation, maybe get their loans knocked out.
Gets even better. I helped my daughter get hers $1,200 relieved through the SAVE program and told my baby sister, and she did, to contact you to see if she could reduce the amount she needed to repay per month and the total amount she will have to pay off. It's tens of thousands of dollars she's saving.
That's great.
So you have an opportunity. So I will. I'm going to go to Grays Lake here in a second, but it's like going to a great tax preparer, and your tax preparer is like, you've got all of these tax deductions available for you, and you could save hundreds of thousands of tens of thousands. You could save all of this money if you just did this.
But whatever the amount is, I mean, if somebody who's a professional tells you, hey, this is out there, I guess who's going to say, I would choose to not take that opportunity. Of course they're going to. I mean, they're out there for a reason. So if people are upset that they didn't get to do that, or I mean, I guess I just don't understand where the anger comes from, because it's not like you wrote this law.
Right.
Like, hey guys, come sign up for my law. I mean, it's out there.
Oh, hang on.
Wow.
Hey, Judy in Grays Lake, you there?
Yes, I'm here. Hi, David.
Hi, love you're on the show. Yeah, stop yelling at the people behind you. You're live on the radio. So your son-in-law, it says here on the screen, joined the Air Force. You have a question for Ray?
Yes, I do. Thanks for taking my call. Yeah, my son-in-law joined the Air Force 12 whatever years ago to get through med school. He's now out of residency. He is working at Fort Sam Houston in Texas and has the next 10 years to pay back. Can any of his amount of years be forgiven?
Yes.
And how should he go about doing that?
Yes. Yeah, so you said that he graduated when?
Oh, gosh, what year? I don't know.
Was it maybe a few years ago, though?
At least five.
Okay.
Maybe seven.
So what he can do, and this is really crucial, is if he has federal loans, he should go to studentaid.gov And up at the top, it'll say loan repayment, and then there's a drop down, and it'll say consolidate loans. He's got to do the federal consolidation of those federal loans. It just sweeps them into one federal consolidation loan before April 30th. Yes.
I'm sorry to interrupt you. I don't think he has loans. Oh. He joined the service, so now he has to pay them back. They paid for his med school. The Air Force did. So he has to repay them by working for them for the next 10 to 15 years.
So I would want to take a look at that contract and just make sure that they're not federal loans, because he might actually be eligible for public service loan forgiveness. And if he follows these instructions, he can get credit for those 7 years and only have to make payments under the SAVE plan for the next 3 years, which are very low, manageable monthly payments, and then the balance forgiven tax-free. He might have a different type of contract or a tuition agreement with the military, but I would have to take a look at it and see for certain.
So, Judy, hang on, okay? We're going to put you on hold. Tell Patrick, who just made a very bad bet. He said if any Purdue team wins the national championship in their sport in the next 10 years, Judy, he will shave
his whole body.
His whole body. We will dip him in a big vat of Nair.
Yeah.
Okay, just throwing it out there, Judy. So that's who you're going to be talking to. He makes bad decisions.
Yeah.
So tell Patrick what Mr. Floyd cleaning product you'd like. And if our listeners want to reach out more and do a little deep dive off air with you, what's the best number?
Yeah, give us a call, 312-294-8989. There are some great options right now that expire April 30th. So now is a really intense time for people who have student loans.
Phone it one more time.
312-294-8989.